So I wanted to document the global, just not about focusing their stories also. Mm. It's a kind of an archive. It's a kind of a record for the future generations about women that existed in 21st century.
So this is a woman-centric initiative. So how does it stand out to be different from the other initiatives?
When you see people living in very, very bad conditions, like in refugee camps of Syria or even poorest countries of Congo, India, I mean Africa, all these countries. So you will feel you are better in so many ways, and also the need to help. So this is the kind of change I want to bring in people's minds, and particularly young girls and young women.
Welcome to Imperia Connects. Today, we have an extraordinary guest, Mr. Bharadwaj Dayala, the first Indian to complete a solo circumnavigation on a motorcycle, from riding across five continents to pioneering virtual production in India. His journey is truly inspiring. Honored by the Prince of Dubai and awarded China's Best Globetrotter, Bharadwaj is also a passionate advocate for road safety, youth empowerment, and women's stories. His latest project, Million Amazing Women, is a 12-year global expedition to capture 1 million portraits of women from 195 countries, celebrating their strength and resilience. More than just photos, this initiative preserves their stories and amplifies their voices. Today he is here to share his vision, the challenge ahead, and the incredible stories waiting to be told. Hi Bharadwaj sir, looking forward to have this amazing conversation today with you.
Hello Divya, thank you for having me.
Sir, so what inspired you to start this project called Million Amazing Women?
So I was actually busy with my life, and I started a couple of companies and doing well, everything is going well. So I don't feel very comfortable in a comfort zone. So I was itching to do something extraordinary, and more than that, it's been 20 years since I did my world tour. So I was planning for my last quarter of the life, so I should be doing something extraordinary. Like that's how my world tour also started. So when I was thinking like that, I was preparing to shoot a movie. I was asked to direct a movie, and I was preparing for that. And then there are so many people who can do movies. A few things that needs to be done. And I thought, okay, maybe I should be doing something very worthwhile with my life. And I was thinking, what next, what to do, what, how can I do? And then I saw one picture. I'm a photographer also. So I keep looking at international portraits and pictures and all. And one picture caught my attention. It actually caught my attention some 10, 15 years back. The photograph is called Migrant Mothers. It is shot by a woman called Dorothea Lange in during the Great Depression in America. So when everybody lost their jobs and America was going down, and during that time she was traveling across America and shooting people, and she shot one picture of a migrant family. So in that picture you'll see just a woman sitting and wondering what to do with her life, and two kids are hugging to her. And that picture is so powerful that you can't ignore it. And the same thing happened with all the Americans, and the Americans noted this the plight of these migrant workers, and the government and everybody, they came forward and they tried to do something for them. So that is the power of a picture. When I saw that picture, again, all these things, emotions, and I was transported to that in the 1930s, and I experienced the kind of what she must be thinking, what she is doing there. And then suddenly it struck, what is the state and stature of women now? It is in 1930s, now what is the state and stature of women? We are from India, and we have a very freedom, complete freedom, and we live in a better way. Comparatively we live in a very better situations and all. But the global woman, are they the same kind of feeling they have, or are they still struggling? Are they still growing up? And what? So what is the state
and
stature of
women? So the situation across every other country.
Across the globe.
Yeah.
So I wanted to document the present state and stature of women, their triumphs, their struggles and their atrocities, whatever they are facing right now. So that idea struck and I said, okay, well, if one photograph can change so much, maybe I can get some few hundreds of photographs like that, and which might change their lives and their betterment. So that initiated the actual project.
So you yourself has traveled so much. How did it shape your life?
Yeah, the world travel also opened up my mind regarding the world. I started thinking bigger than my hometown and then my India and then the world. So even during the first world tour, it started just as an idea. Okay, I need to experience the world. I need to see the world. We have one life and I need to experience the whole thing. So that's how my world tour started. This also just started with an idea. And using all that experience I got, so I became a master. 20 years back, I was not going to get any single visa also for me. It was very difficult to get all the visas. But I did everything on my own and I became a super duper expert in getting visas, getting road permits and all the paperwork and all that. So I became an expert in global travel. So using that experience, this project is going to be not very easy, but it's going to be somewhat easy using my experience. I planned it in such a way that I'll go to all 195 countries and shoot 1 million posts.
Why did you set such a big goal, million amazing women, and that to 195 countries?
Yeah. So I have a problem in thinking small. So when I started my thinking about my world tour was my first biggest tour. Till then, I never even traveled across India or even across my state. So when I thought, okay, I should be traveling on my motorcycle and experience the world, the first thing I designed was, okay, I should go around the world. So I start from the top always. So that's a good thing and bad thing also. So even in this project also, so I said, okay, I need to do photography. So I need to bring out the stories of the women in this time, during these times. So when I can travel around India, how many photos, how many portraits, how many women should I portray, how many women should I document? Then I said, okay, 1,000, 10,000, 1 lakh, why not a million? Oh my God, okay, this is a good figure. So million portraits. I wanted to do million portraits. But see, these are almost impossible kind of a number that is. So it's going to be very, very difficult. But then when I started, million is a very big number. Can I do it? Yeah, I am definitely going to do that. So let's be extraordinary. So why do ordinary things? Let's be extraordinary even in this. I will definitely go
so
for
this
that
is
number.
A woman-centric initiative. So how does it stand out to be different from the other initiatives?
See, there are so many women initiatives, women empowerment organizations existing. I am not in any way kind of doing any specific activity from my side. I am going to be a witness. I am going to be a documentary journalist, you can say, who is going to just attend them, see them, project them. What they are doing, how their life is, and what their story is. So there are so many local heroes, local women, right from the Sabji Mandi Wali se leke, even President of India, that they all have their own interesting stories. So people need to know their stories. So I am just presenting a documentary during the Somalian drought. So one photographer, he took one picture of a very young girl sitting like just like that and a vulture waiting behind her. So that photograph changed the history of Somalia. So the whole world came together and they helped people there and their condition became better. But the photographer killed himself because he was a witness to this. Actually, he should be a witness. Journalists are not supposed to take action of what happened. We are just supposed to project it and make it known to the public so that the public will take action. But this photographer was so taken aback by the plight of the little girl. So he got a Pulitzer Prize, but he killed himself. So even my thing also, I will be watching so many stories that need to be brought out and that needs to see the light of the day. So I'm going to be a witness and I'm going to bring out all those interesting stories and people can come together, and all these organizations can help them, support them, and make their lives better.
So what do you feel, what impact you can create with this initiative?
So here, what I'm doing is, I'm going to every corner of the world, including our India. First, I'm going to explore India into the deepest corners of India. And I'm going to find out the people who are doing excellent work and doing social work and doing NGO work. A lot of people are doing so much great work, but they don't have the publicity or promotion, and they don't have the funds also. If they are given this publicity, and I'm creating a platform
for them.
An international platform, not even a local platform or an Indian platform, but I'm creating an international platform where all the philanthropic people, interested people, NGO people, everybody will be watching this platform. Okay, what's who are these women? What is their story? So when I present these stories, and if those stories require funding, require support, I'm sure all this international community is going to come together and help them, and we will see so much of development happening around these people.
So why is traveling to every country so much important for this project?
I wanted to document the global women. Okay, it's not one country, or it's not developed country, it's not African country, it's not like that.
It's not underdeveloped or developed country. It's
so every country has its own plight. Every country has its own problems. So I wanted to document the global, just not about focusing their stories also. It's a kind of an archive. It's a kind of a record for the future generations about women that existed in 21st century. So even after 100 years, when people see this archive, okay, maybe that time, by that time, they will be seeing only artificial intelligence pictures. So right now itself, every day I'm getting hundreds and hundreds of AI-generated soulless pictures. So I'm taking all that artificial intelligence away, and I'm keeping it natural and proper, original, authentic portraits.
Is there any past experience that led you to think about this?
Past experience in the sense, all this kind of thinking started from my mother. Okay, I was born into a middle class, lower middle class family, and my mother, we were five kids, and my mother used to take care of everything in the family, and she was a very strong force for me. So she struggled a lot to keep everything together, but she gave us very good culture, good education, good nature. So all that shaped our lives. So all our brothers and sisters are all well settled, and we are what we are because of her. So taking that strength from a woman, I wanted to project that into the country and abroad.
So when you say million amazing women, are these famous women, actresses, businesswomen? Like, what kind of women are you going to promote in this?
See, for example, every woman is amazing. For me, every woman is amazing. That's why I put million amazing women. So it's not the people I am reaching. Every woman is amazing, but I'll be focusing more on the people who deserve promotion. So everyday heroes. So, I see even safai karne wali. So because of her only our roads are clean, and we are clean, and society is clean. So she is doing her job with excellent performance, and she is a hero. So from there to like our president of India, she is a great tribal woman. She was born into a tribal family. She did she lived in a very poor conditions, and now she is the president of India. So these trajectories are huge, and these are the stories. So it's going to be more of everyday heroes, and also obviously the company CEOs, like superstar heroines, that everybody will be on this platform. So everybody, woman wants to be on this million women. Yeah. It's not like the platform is great. It's about the concept of I'm one in a million.
Yeah.
So you're going to be on the million amazing women, because you are a million, one of the amazing women.
Myself being a woman listening to this, feel like women are considered and made feel special.
I want to just convey that I am one in a million. So I want to appeal to every woman to be part of the project.
So how do you plan to bring out their stories through these portraits?
So I'm going to travel on road to all these places. First of all, for example, if I take Mumbai. So I'll come to Mumbai, I will almost walk 10 to 15 kilometers every day through the streets and through the cities, and I'll be photographing whoever I encounter.
Oh.
That's an unplanned coverage.
Mm.
On top of that, I'll be getting in touch with all the people who are like NGOs, people who are doing social work and all that. I'll be getting in touch with them and I'll be shooting them. And famous people, we'll be getting in touch with them. Whoever wants to be on the platform, they will come. So it's going to be an on-road movement, more of an on-road movement, and natural people in natural locations in their own environments. We call them environmental portraits. So I'm focusing more on the environmental portraits. So we'll bring out the true authenticity of women of every country.
This is like a huge project.
Yeah.
So how do you plan to cover all the 7 continents?
So actually I'm planning to devote more time for India. So I'll be spending initial few months I'll be spending in India. And then every month I'll be going out and shooting one country and coming back to India, shoot one state or city of India is too big, and India is a kind of a world in itself.
Yeah.
So to cover India, it's going to take me at least a couple of years.
Yeah.
So every month but to keep it like the interest going on, 1 month I'll cover the foreign countries and 1 month again I'll cover India.
So what do you feel it's going to be like a biggest challenge for you in this entire 12 years journey for the completion of the project?
Yeah, to reach out to the right people is the biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So because all these people, they don't want promotion. Okay, we want their stories, but they don't really look for promotion. They are most interested in doing whatever activity they are doing.
Yeah.
But so it is going to be a little trouble for us to find all these lower rungs of people and to go to them and approach them and convince them to be on this platform. So that is going to be a bigger challenge. And then in many countries, this kind of activity will be shunned because the governments may not want people to be portrayed on this kind of a platform, like countries like maybe Burma and Middle Eastern countries. They may not want you to portray people, their women on the international platforms. So there we might get some difficulties.
Are you planning, to pick this woman? Like, is there any process to make them feature in this project?
Yeah. No, we are not specifically picking anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it becomes a movement. After initially, we'll be having a lot of problem trying to convince. Actually, I have taken up the worst kind of job for me, because I'm very shy and I don't even go out and ask people for direction. Now I have the biggest job of going to unknown women, ask them to allow me to take their portrait. So it's going to be biggest job. But as I said, there is no choice. We are not going to segregate, or we are going to select people. Whoever I meet, I'll be shooting them. And apart from that, we'll be getting in touch with all the famous people and all the people who are doing wonderful work.
Mm.
That way, everybody will be included. It's a totally inclusive project.
So how will you make sure like these stories are real and authentic?
Yeah. See, I was offered a good lot of sponsorships from fashion industry and makeup industries and all these industries. So I was very scared about taking these sponsorships, because then I will have to mold my project around these industries, maybe, which may want branding and promotion.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll be shooting one kind of people, or maybe I'll be focusing more on the beautiful people and all that. So I have kind of limited that exposure, and I'm making it a totally non-profit kind of a project, so that I'll be depending more on governmental funding or NGO funding or philanthropic funding.
Mm.
But I will not be branding this show, and I will not be going in the rut.
So will you need permissions or support from the local governments also?
Yes,
for this?
Yes, local governments also. It will help us a lot because they all have the data of all the people who are doing wonderful works in those areas.
Mm.
So when we get in touch with them, they will obviously feel it better to do this kind of a work. Nobody does this kind of a work.
Yeah.
So I expect good support from the local governments and local people also. We'll depend more on the local people and connectivity. So this becomes a total network of amazing women.
So any safety concerns while traveling to remote areas?
Yeah.
Because you will be capturing...
Yes. So we'll be carrying a lot of photographic equipment and we'll be kind of going in a car or van or something. So we are going to be vulnerable in some areas, like I said, in foreign countries and all. So they may not want you to do this kind of work. So we can expect some troubles from there. It's not going to be
easy
role, but it's okay. It's a part of the job. We are ready to face anything.
So, sir, will you be doing this project solo or you'll be having an entire team with you?
I'll be the one photographer who will be taking the million pictures, because it's about one person taking million pictures, not about collecting a million pictures. So there will be no value if I just want to collect million pictures. Maybe in a couple of days we can collect million pictures.
Okay.
But that doesn't really means anything, or that doesn't add value to the authenticity of the women's conditions in those areas. So to be a documentary, I have to shoot the million pictures myself. But I'll be supported with a large team of people, not even large team of a group of people. And not only photographing, we'll be recording videos of women and their stories. So I'll be taking a team of people with me, and we'll be doing a complete documentary on that also.
How will you respect the cultural sensitivities while capturing all these women?
Yeah, since we are going to shoot women, and that too from the lower marginalized women too, like President of India tak shoot karne ke liye plan kar rahe hai, toh cultural sensitivity is most important. So we have to respect the cultural sensitivity, and my intention is to promote the culture, diversity and ethnicity of all these cultures. So we are going to take a lot of care about that, and we'll be bringing out all the flavors of these cultures out.
You will be having a lot of language barriers because across the globe, different language. So how will you deal with
this? My world tour taught me to communicate without language. Luckily, I can converse without language also. Communication is universal, actually. So you don't really need words to make people understand. And but then still we are going to take local people's help. Everywhere we go, we'll take the local people along with us. So that's not going to be a big problem.
So right now, social media, where everyone's promoting everything.
Yeah.
So how do you plan to promote this?
Yeah, we have social media channels for all these channels for this project. We have our own website also. So we'll be pumping all these projects and all these portraits on social media. But it's going to be very organic. So we are not trying to like promote just for the people's likes or impression. But we want all the people to come together and watch these women, watch these million amazing women, and be part of the project and give us much support we need. So all social media channels are going to be active for this project.
So how do you think this project will empower women?
A million stories are going to change anybody who watches them also. And then those million women are going to be impacted by the people who watch these stories. So at least I'm expecting, say, around 1 billion plus people to be on this platform. And all these billion people will be watching these million people and their stories. And whenever we need support for these stories, we can definitely gather all the support we need. So they are going to be very, very happy with this kind of a...
How will you make sure that, you know, this reaches across the...
Yeah, through all the social media channels, and we are making a documentary about it. So all this documentary, video documentary, maybe we may be going on YouTube or maybe even OTT platforms also, if the things, because the stories are going to be so interesting.
Yeah.
We would like to know. So we are going to create a very interesting buzz around all this project, and maybe probably I expect them to reach out to everybody.
Will this be, this portraits be, you know, displayed somewhere? Are you planning to display this?
Yeah. Apart from being on the websites and social media platforms, wherever we go, the big cities, big museums and big libraries, we are planning to host printed portrait exhibitions and shows so that people can come and see them in live. So we got so used to mobile phone watching and these things, we have lost the interest in seeing the real big portraits, life-size portraits and all. But we are bringing that culture again. So we are bringing people away from the technology, and now you see this natural beauty and natural technology and natural portraiture. So I think that is going to be very interesting to conducting the exhibitions.
Will you be also collaborating with the global organizations?
Yes.
For the
so
same?
We'll be collaborating with almost all the global organizations. Mm. We are doing so much work for them. For example, UN Women and kind of people like Malala Fund, Education Fund, and all these people, they also need some kind of promotion in the marginalized areas, not in India or the place. For example, if you go to Africa and all those places, nobody actually goes there, nobody actually brings out their stories to the public and all. So all the United Nations, so all these global organizations are coming together, and I expect great support from them.
So what kind of responses you have got from them so far?
So it is one man starting a great project, and people coming together to make that great project into the greatest part. Okay, so I believe in beginnings. Like Steve Jobs once said that we cannot connect the dots seeing into the future. We can only connect them seeing looking backwards. Okay, so I believe in great beginnings, and I'm giving a great beginning, and it will take time for me to reach out to that level. But obviously, probably by next year, the same time, sitting again and we'll be talking about things. But that time we'll be hosting the Million Amazing Women Summit. Every year I'm planning to host 1 million Amazing Women Summit. Probably the first will be from then on it will be on some global. So within that 1 year, we will see a lot of impact.
So you have an answer
yes,
so far.
and I'll come on to this Imperia Connect once again.
Yeah.
And we'll talk again about how much we achieved since we last talked.
How do you see this inspiring young girls and women across the globe?
When they see the global platform, global women, so many advanced countries are there, so many not yet advanced countries are there. So they will know a complete, they will have an idea about lives of women everywhere in the globe. So you are so fortunate to be born into a country like India, pre-India, and so you are enjoying level of freedom and then a level of accessibility to education and good living and all that. When you see people living in very, very bad conditions, like in refugee camps of Syria or even poorest countries of Congo, India, I mean Africa, all these countries. So you will feel you are better in so many ways, and also the need to help. So this is the kind of change I want to bring in people's minds, and particularly young girls and young women. So if they get together, and Million Women is going to be a huge platform.
So how do you feel this will create a long-term impact?
So my project itself is a long-term project. It's going to take up 12 years. We need not wait until the 12 years for that impact to come. As I said, Million Amazing Women Summit is going to happen next year, March 8th, somewhere in India.
Yeah.
By that time itself, we will accumulate so much of impact, goodwill from the people and from everybody. So this impact will carry forward for the next 12 years. It only keeps on accumulating more and more, and it will multiply. So yeah. I'm very sure that it is going to create a huge impact.
So do you feel men also have a role in supporting this mission for you?
Yeah, you see one man.
Yeah,
right,
it's already
right
doing
you.
It. Yeah.
So, but there are so many men who are doing great things for. So that's why United Nations also has a project called He for She. So the project name is He for She. So like I'm He for She. So I'm trying to do for the women empowerment and bringing out their stories and all that. I will also be associated with so many men. So many men are doing wonderful work for women empowerment and all that. Such are the all these people. They are doing great work for women, and they will also come together. And we doing something like this will obviously encourage other men also to come forward and do something for women.
So how can people around the world be part of this project?
Initially, like our pages and watch our websites and other things. So to know when we are going to come to your place, and please come forward and join us in those places, and tell us if you know some amazing woman. So just let us know that we should cover this amazing woman, and we'll get in touch with them and we'll take their stories. So it is people who are going to give us the actual details and data so that we can go out there and collect them.
So as you mentioned earlier, I wanted to know what is the idea behind this Most Amazing Woman Award.
So when we travel and when we portray all these wonderful women, we come across extraordinary stories. So on a daily basis, we are meeting extraordinary women. So I wanted to give an extraordinary award to one of these extraordinary women to promote them. So whoever needs the promotion kind of thing. Mm. So we are going to give one amazing woman award, most amazing woman award every week.
Mm.
And when we complete the 1 year cycle and in the Million Amazing Women Summit, we'll be going to honor the national heroes of that country or whatever countries we covered. Mm. And the most amazing woman awards will be given to all of those people.
So what will be the criteria,
no criteria.
To judge this?
It's not like the criteria, it's like even what I like also. We have a committee of who are highly respected people. They are going to come together for this mission and they will be choosing. See, the stories.
So will there be any achievements which you will acknowledge?
No, it's about intention mostly. So if you have a great intention to do something good for your community and if you are doing, it's not just about having an idea is not a great thing, but intention to do something and you taking the first step to do something. So we honor those people like that. And then there are so many people who are doing on a national scale and all that. So both local heroes will be there, national heroes will be there, global heroes also will be there. This is, see, awards are something like, we can't award everybody also because there are so many people, but these are just like mementos to honor their work. So they feel okay. So it is an honor for them and an honor for us to honor them with the award. So that's why we are going to put up a small committee of people who are highly placed people. So they will be choosing whoever we need to give those awards.
How can people nominate themselves for these awards?
You just have to get in touch with our website or social media channel. So if you know somebody you want to nominate, you just nominate them, or you just want yourself to be part of it, you be a participant for this program, you can just nominate yourself also. Just watch out our website and social media channels.
So how will you make sure in this that, you know, lesser known people are also recognized through this?
Since this will happen because we are going to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are just trying to collect data and only do on that level of activity, then we will not be able to reach out to the general lower level public. But that's why I want to walk through places. I want to walk through every village and find out the people and their environment. So we are going to find people while doing their own particular thing. So agricultural labor is there, we'll go to them. And so pottery is there, so we'll go to them. And even a company CEO is there, we'll go to them.
Yeah.
So we are trying to cover up as much as we can, but it's an ongoing process and a direct contact process. Yeah. So you can also nominate, but also we are going there to photograph them. It's not like that sending us a picture. So it's going to be very authentic and very organic.
Do you see these awards creating a global impact?
Yeah, obviously, because as I said, in 1 year, it's going to have a great impact on those people who are already photographed and received global attention. So that 1 year itself will create a great impact, and we multiply that great impact because more and more countries and organizations will join, and that impact is going to be very universal, and it's going to be the most watched out project on social media, I guess.
How do you plan to sustain this project for 12 years?
Yeah, so that's a big thing. So far, I'm doing it with my own funds, but I will be able to sustain it. I run a couple of companies, and so I'm making it a self-sustaining model, but on a very smaller scale. So I expect more and more organization to come together, government grants can come up, and even United Nations and UN Women, all these global organization can come in for funding and all. So when they come in, the project will become bigger and faster, and we'll be able to reach out to more people.
So how have you started planning this first year?
Yes, already started planning for this, and we are starting on 8th March on the Women's Day, International Women's Day. We are starting on that day. We'll be starting with an awards function, small awards function for recognizing all the people who are doing some wonderful work. And on that day, our tour will be flagged up, a global tour will be flagged up. And we are planning to first cover India for a few months, and every month we'll go out and cover one foreign country, again come back to India.
So as a non-profit initiative, how will you keep it away from the commercial influence?
That's why I'm not taking in too many commercial branding kind of sponsorships. Mm-hmm. We will be associating with a lot of people, but we are not going to brand the show. Like, we are not going to allow people to bring in their brands into these portraits and all. Mm-hmm. The portraits are going to be authentic and natural and without any branding. So that's a big decision we have taken, to keep the project very authentic and in a non-profit way. But even all these big companies are also, they are doing a lot of non-profit services. So we expect some of them to come on board without requiring these branding kind of issues. So we'll be associating with them.
So then what kind of partnerships are you looking for?
Like long-term partnerships, see, even beauty and fashion companies. So there is a lot of sustainability talk, and there's a lot of doing goodwill talk and all this. So they have a lot of backlash from all these regular women and with so many other companies that they are promoting kind of artificial beauty and all that. So they are also coming forward to make real people and real portraits and real beauty available to other channels. Yeah. So they are also coming. I expect them to join us this kind of initiative. So it creates a lot of goodwill. So that goodwill can be taken by any of these companies.
As it's a long project for 12 years, so how will you keep people interested for such a long time?
Yeah, so that is a difficult thing. That's why we are mixing and matching various countries and various levels of people. So, and with our documentary series and all this, we'll keep people engaged. One good thing is we are at a new place and new, we'll be presenting new faces and new stories every day. So people won't be bored, I guess. So definitely people from India may not want to look at people in Africa. But when you look at it as a global platform, so this mix and mixture of various cultures, various ethnicities and all this is going to create a good lot of interest.
So this project was your thought?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what is that one message that people will get from this initiative?
Be authentic. Beauty begins when you start to feel authentic, when you start feeling like yourself. So the beauty aspect itself, so in my tagline, we have 1 million portraits of strength, resilience and beauty. So I'm promoting women who had the strength to start something new, take the first step and do something. And I'm promoting women who has this resilience to continue in spite of a lot of difficulties. And then the third part is beauty. Beauty is also a very essential quality of women, and we need to honor that also. So on these three essential qualities of women, we are going to create this whole lot of project, and it's going to create a whole lot of impact.
What do you hope to learn about yourself from this entire journey?
So I'm going to learn a lot of things. First thing is about photography and making great portraits. So I hope to create some memorable portraits the world will see and cherish for the times to come. As a photographer, it will be a great experience for me. And as a person, I'll be able to travel to all the 195 countries. As a traveler, that's a great thing for me. And then I'll be listening to 1 million amazing stories, and which will make my life a little better, a lot better than what I am now. So it's going to be a lifetime experience for me, and lifetime experience for so many other people who are part of the project.
So lastly, after all the portraits having clicked, what is that one ultimate goal that you think you'll be achieving through this million amazing women?
It's going to be an archive for the future generations. So generations to come, like I said, some 1930s photograph inspired me to take up such a huge 12-year major project. So that's the kind of inspiration I want to give people in the future. Maybe after 100 years, somebody will take cue from this and do something else.
Thank you, sir, for coming and sharing us about this project, and my best wishes to you for this.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I thank all the Imperia Connect audiences also for spending this time and knowing about this project. I wish all of them join our project, both either on social media or website, and it will be a great thing for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Imperia Connects. It's been an inspiring conversation with Mr. Bharadwaj Dayalal, whose Million Amazing Women project is set to transform the way we celebrate women across the globe. As we reflect on the story shared today, let's remember that every woman has a unique story that deserves to be told and heard. Projects like this remind us the profound impact that empowering women can have on the world. We also invite you to be part of this incredible initiative, Million Amazing Women, and share the stories of women around you who are making a difference. Stay tuned for more incredible journey and conversations. As always, keep connecting with what truly matters. Until next time, take care and keep inspiring.